Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dark Moon Hollow, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? I was scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that long somewhere in blue. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, boo.
Now, as far as songwriting goes for the band, I know we've heard a handful of songs tonight that you've written yourself, Trey, for the group. We've also heard a handful from you, Brett. Are you guys the main two songwriters in the group?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mainly.
And that's not a bad thing, you know, like I.
They definitely have input. They bring input to the table, you know, they bring ideas and certain things. And we all sit down and sometimes we write songs on our own and we bring them to the table and we all figure out, oh no, this line should go here, you know. So everybody has their hand in it. Just, you know, me and Trey just seem to our hand fully.
It sounds kind of hippy-dippy, but whenever you write a song, it's not like a physical art. You're not like painting, but you kind of think about how everybody's style works together. So then, you know, you think about, like, whenever you're thinking and writing the song, like for that Mailbox song, for instance, like there were certain parts of the banjo that he just inherently did. I don't know what it is, but he just, like, knew kind of the idea of what I was going for, and it worked out that way. But it's a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, you know how these people play their instrument already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When Trey takes off singing on one, I know that I'm gonna sing harmony for him. You know what I mean? And then certain songs, whenever I lead, he can go low or go high. We feel each other out. We know each other pretty well.
You've got that flexibility to adjust to whatever the given situation is.
Yes.
And Trey, I'm happy just a second ago that you brought up Mailbox. Because did Brett say that was one of the first songs you wrote for the group?
Yeah,
did I hear that right?
I think that was the first song that I wrote for this group in particular. I was still living back in Indiana, and I was traveling here a lot. But then, like, I'm trying to think, like the tempo, I'm trying to think of what I was listening to at the time. I can't really remember right now. But, yeah, that was the first song that I really brought to the table. And everybody seemed to like it, so I was like, well, I must be onto something. You know, might as well keep writing. It seems like they like a lot of the stuff, like, at least like that one. You know, it's crazy whenever you think about writing a song and you're like, kind of afraid to put it out there, but once you actually do write a song that people seem to enjoy, it becomes a lot less hard to do such a thing.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're gone, then leave the keys inside the mailbox. If you're not, then sit on down and shut on up. And if I find those keys I gave you in the mailbox, well, I guess that means we both have had enough. I find the times that you got mad were just your own fault. It was
was not something that I could claim our own. All this time we're coming to a slow halt. I find it hard to yell out through the phone. So if you're gone, then leave your keys inside the mailbox. If you're not, then sit on down and shut on up. If I find those keys I gave you in the mailbox, well, I guess that means we both have had enough.
Tell me, Trey, a little bit about just your background in music and your musical upbringing and what kind of got you started playing in the first place.
My older sister played violin for like her entire life, and I tried playing guitar when I was like 15 and 16, and it just like never really did much for me, and she was kind of always the musician. And then I guess by the time I was 20, I was super into Pink Floyd. One of my friends sat down with me and did this little riff where it's like, and like, I don't know what happened, but it kind of like just kind of clicked in my mind where I was like, man, I really like doing this. And then I ended up going to Terrapin, and which is down in Harrodsburg, and I like heard bluegrass music for the first time, like live. I don't know, it just kind of like made a lot of sense to me. Since I was already playing guitar, I was like, well, I guess I can try that out. And so, you know, 4 years later, here I am trying to do that a lot more, you know. I really couldn't say like I have a ton of influences. Like, I don't know a ton about bluegrass or the people that play it or, you know, anything like that. I just know that I like doing it, especially with these guys right here. They're all really fun to do it with, you know?
One, two, three. I've been beat up, broke down, never dead, I won't ever be the same. I lay down on them metal tracks, praying for a train. Saved all my pretty pennies, just a hoping for the chain. I'm down to see the stems, getting there, calling for rain. Thought I'd be the Bud Hart Joe's. She mixes a vodka cup, seven up in secret. Bad intentions with a splash of cherry coke. I sit in my chair staring at the phone. Lately I believe I'm better off alone. Last thing I needed was another phony savior. Another voice inside my head while I'm asleep. You came along when I was on my best behavior. Your angel also brought the devil out of me. Thank you.
With a frightening chill, Lord, why can't it be spring? The leaves are all gone and there's frost on the hill. Winter is coming, it seems. A cheering it waits outside my door. I stalled up and stuck to the ground. It's all that I've got to give, all I have, now that you're no longer around. And it's cold again, although you're not here to help fight the feeling of being alone. I share with you all that I have, but all I have left with leaves. I chop wood for the fire, shovel snow from the drive. Idle hands are the devil's playthings. Work my skin to the bone. This house ain't a home.
with a hand that ain't fit for your rain. A cherry hit and waits outside my door. It stalled up and stuck to the ground. But it's all that I've got to give, all I have, now that you're no longer around. And it's cold again, although you're not here to help fight the feeling of being alone. Well, I share with you all that I have, but all I have left with Lee. And it's cold again, although you're not here to help fight the feeling of being alone. Well, I'll share with you all that I have, but all I had left with leaves.
As far as influences go, would you say some of those bands that you kind of started seeing whenever you went to Terrapin, like Rumpke,
Mountain Boys, Restless Leg? And Restless Leg, and I mean, like here recently, the Lonesome River Band, we were playing, I think Sean turned me on to Tony Rice, and then, you know, found Jerry Douglas. Whenever this thing first started, I was kind of playing more dobro, but we just kind of thought right at the moment it was like kind of bringing it along to have like a lead guitar doing a little bit more. It just made a lot more sense to do it at the time. At some point, I'm hoping that we'll go back. I don't really like play it at practice with these guys, but you know, I still practice it at home on my own. I just want it to be like better, you know, like before I go out in front. You know, I wouldn't want to bring it here for the first time in a couple months and then like, wah! You know, just like sawing around on it.
Got to iron out the kinks first, right?
Yeah, right, a little rusty.
Is that something that we could see in the future with you guys, though, incorporating dobro in?
I have a pedal steel, and I played that with Rumpke like a couple of times, and like you know, the slower songs make a lot more sense for it right now for me. Like, I prefer the pedal steel. Like, if I could play anything, you know, forever, that would probably be the thing. But with bluegrass, it's so fast, it's really difficult to, you know, keep it copacetic, I guess is a good word for it. I think I know the definition of that. That's a big word. I cannot spell it. I cannot spell it. Don't ask me to spell it. Hopefully in the future, like for that last song, for Cold Again, but the last band for that song, we would have pedal steel on it. It sounded really good, but we just haven't brought it back out like lately anyway. You know, hopefully in the future we'll see more of that.
like to thank Dark Moon Hollow for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Lori Campbell, and Kate Hannanen. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work on our social media. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which, yes, definitely, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
And once again, you guys, give it up for Dark Moon Hollow.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sean, Brett, Trigger, Thomas, and Dave for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.